B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
If you're wondering why we're doing it right now, usually we do it at 8:10, but our caller wasn't available, our player, so we took quick pick number 7, random caller. Let's see who we got today. ROR, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle Simone.
Michelle Simone. Okay, you ready to play Super Smart?
I'm ready.
All right, brought to you by Window Nation. They're going to help you beat the cold weather by offering 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Okay, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live on Plum Island, and I have a renovation company with my husband, Kevin, Simone Renovation and Design. And,
I like it.
Do.
Yeah.
She has great taste, but is she super smart?
Well, we're going to find out.
Exactly.
You know how it goes. Michelle, you listen, right? So you get 10 right.
Good
we'll
morning.
Thank you. $1,000 is what you're playing for if you get all 10 right. Be quick, though. If you're not sure, say pass. We don't want to run out of time, and we'll get back to it. Are you ready to go, Michelle?
I'm ready to go.
What's 8 plus 10?
18.
Yoko Ono was married to whom?
John Lennon.
What candy does E.T. the extraterrestrial love?
Reese's Pieces.
Chicken of the sea is actually what?
Tuna fish.
In science, what does a skull and bones represent?
Pass.
Who was the first woman to be appointed to a U.S. Supreme Court justice?
Pass.
What brief 90s TV show featured Claire Danes as Angela Chase?
My So-Called Life.
Which Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale statue sits by the waterside in Copenhagen?
Pass.
What movie features the line, "It's a hell of a thing killing a man"?
Platoon.
The Hall of Mirrors is the largest room in what famous structure?
Versailles.
In science, what does a skull and bones represent? At the buzzer?
Poison.
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right, poison. You got it at the buzzer.
I counted 7 for Michelle from Plum Island.
Only one wrong.
Yeah,
two passes.
Yeah. So what did we miss?
Okay.
What was wrong?
Who was the first woman to be appointed a U.S. Supreme Court Justice? Sandra Day O'Connor.
Now you remember, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale statue that sits by the waterside in Copenhagen, The Little Mermaid. And the movie that features the line, "It's a hell of a thing killing a man." Good guess, but it's The Unforgiven.
What did you say?
Platoon.
Yeah. Platoon.
Yeah, good guess. I mean, you're in the wheelhouse. Yeah.
Like the same movie, basically.
I
just
love
different
it.
Scenery.
Love, I can't stop. When that's Unforgiven's on, man, you got to watch it.
Anywho, you did great.
She did.
Thank you.
Well, Michelle from Newberry, you got yourself a $50 Kowloon restaurant gift card.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure, you and your husband can appreciate a little dinner there.
Yes, and the decor is fabulous.
Oh, it really is. It is eye-popping.
Great.
Okay, be sure to...
How'd they get that boat in there?
Be sure to check out Kowloon's outdoor events during the last good weather days. Don't we know it? Visit KowloonRestaurant.com or call 781-233-0077. Michelle, thank you for listening. We appreciate you giving it a shot, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So there you go. 7 out of 10.
That's really good for somebody on the fly.
No kidding, right?
You know?
No pressure. All right. If you want to sign up to play, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there, plus the home version of the game's up.
Yeah, you can practice, sign up, and then play with us for reals.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.